From a secret bunker on the frontier of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, April 4th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Three, tickets for the Final Four matchup with Texas Tech and Michigan State are going for hundreds of dollars. I'm not even sure what the price would be right now, but you would need to fork out at least $500 each, easy. Two, there is a magic bullet, we're told, for fixing global warming. Really? Well, a Canadian company says they have invented a process that will remove carbon dioxide from the air and then turn it into a sand-like substance that can be used as plant food. Now, that would sure throw a wrench into the Green New Deal, wouldn't it? And number one, I cannot imagine how it must feel to be a Democrat right now, clinging painfully, refusing to let go of the totally discredited narrative of Russian collusion, demanding that Mueller report be released in violation of federal law, demanding the IRS turn over the president's tax returns in questionable territory. But what else are they supposed to do? They don't have much else to go with now, do they? And meanwhile, AOC threatening the president when he said, made some jokes about the demand for tax returns. AOC said, we didn't ask you. Well, that's great. That's great. Hey, by the way, big headline yesterday from the New York Times. What a joke this turns out to be as well. I'm going to give you some excerpts. But the big headline was that somehow the New York Times had uncovered evidence that people on Mueller's team believe their findings were much more damaging than William Barr had disclosed in his letter to Congress. Bill Barr, the attorney general, of course. Let me read to you this from the New York Times, the opening paragraph. Some of Robert S. Mueller III's investigators have told Associates that Attorney General William P. Barr failed to adequately portray the findings of their inquiry and that they were more troubling for President Trump than Mr. Barr indicated, according to government officials and others familiar with their simmering frustrations. This is so vague, it means nothing at all. Some of Bob Mueller's investigators, according to officials and others familiar with simmering frustration. I mean, it's just garbage. Here's the second paragraph. At stake in the dispute, the first evidence of tension between Mr. Barr and the special counsel office is who shapes the public's initial understanding of one of the most consequential government investigations in American history. Some members of Mr. Mueller's team are concerned that because Mr. Barr created the first narrative of the special counsel's findings, Americans' views will have hardened before the investigation's conclusions become public. Yeah, that's the way it works. Now, the House is demanding, some members of the House are demanding that the Mueller investigation be turned over in its entirety unredacted, which would be contrary to federal law. But as we move a few paragraphs into the story, we get to the crux of the fact that there's nothing here. The officials and others interviewed declined to flesh out why some of the special counsel's investigators viewed their findings as potentially more damaging. You see, it's all qualifiers. Some say, others familiar, simmering frustration. Let me go back to this paragraph. We're about eight paragraphs deep now. The officials and others interviewed declined to flesh out why some of the special counsel's investigators viewed their findings as potentially more damaging for the president, then Mr. Barr explained, although the report is believed to examine Mr. Trump's efforts to thwart the investigation, it was unclear how much discussion Mr. Mueller and his investigators had with senior Justice Department officials about their findings. It's also unclear how widespread the vexation is among the special counsel's team. You see, some could be one. Some, the whole New York Times article could be based on one person. Some of Robert Mueller's investigators have told Associates that Attorney General Bill Barr failed to adequately portray the findings of their inquiry, and they were more troubling. Troubling? Troubling how? I mean, troubling. And these are not very strong words, and they're buried under qualifiers like, you know, potentially and maybe and unclear. I mean, it's just, it's a garbage bit of work that the New York Times put on the front page in an effort to keep this storyline alive. A little bit later, at the same time, Mr. Barr and his advisors have expressed their own frustrations about Mueller and his team. Barr and other Justice Department officials believe the special counsel's investigators failed in their task by declining to decide whether Mr. Trump illegally obstructed the inquiry, according to the two government officials. So some might, maybe there's two government officials. Maybe there's two that believe that there is more here. Mr. Barr and Mr. Mueller have been friends for 30 years, and Mr. Barr said during his confirmation hearing in January that he trusted Mueller to conduct an impartial investigation. He said he told Mr. Trump that Mueller was a straight shooter who should be dealt with as such. Anyhow, this is the big breaking news story that was everywhere. New York Times says there's more damaging information. It doesn't say that at all. It says there's one, maybe two people in there that think that there was more to it, but their qualifiers are so vague and so weak that there isn't much more to it, if there is anything. They're trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. That's what they're working toward here. And that is a complete and abject garbage. That is absolute garbage. You know it. I just read it to you, and now we all know it. And we know what garbage, I mean, trying to build something, and that's what the left does. The New York Times says there's more to it. That's not what they said. Said some people believe it could be more damaging, potentially, maybe, possibly. Good Lord. All right. Here's the kind of headline that bothers me every day, and I see them every day, and I don't share them with you every day, but here's just two from yesterday that I want to read when it comes to the concerns over the southern border and how we conduct our border security. The man charged with raping and strangling a jogger in Jersey City's Lincoln Park had already been deported twice, according to ICE. Jorge Rios Doblado, identified by ICE officials as Jorge Alberto Rios Doblado, is from Honduras, has been removed from the country on at least two prior occasions in 2003 and 2004, according to ICE's enforcement and removal operations in Newark. He said that it placed a detainer on Rios following his arrest on Sunday on charges of the 33-year-old kidnapped, raped, and murdered Carolina Cano of Jersey City on March the 24th. The woman was a nanny, her body found in the lake near the casino in the park building that very day. So there's somebody been removed a couple of times, violent criminal, allowed back in, gets in, hangs around, no detainers placed previously until he actually killed somebody. Here's another headline, Baton Rouge. Louisiana Attorney General Jeff Landry announcing the arrest of an illegal alien for internet crimes against children. Miguel Martinez, illegally residing in Harvey, arrested on more than 100 counts of possession of pornography involving children under the age of 13. One count of production of pornography on children under 13. One count of sexual battery of a juvenile under 13. Internet crimes against children continuously inflict damage, said the attorney general. Every time one of these videos or images is viewed, the child is re-victimized. The investigation discovered that Martinez had been previously deported in 2005, is a registered sex offender in the sanctuary state of California as well. Thank you, California, for doing us so many favors. You know, you wonder if the state of Louisiana has a case against California for allowing a sexual predator of children to be granted sanctuary status and to remain in the country while he manufactured child pornography to be shared with the people of Louisiana. Something for you to consider. It's 14 after. Coming up on Michael Dougherty, going to be here on the program. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back right here on the Steve Rivers Show.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, really changed my life. I've lost weight and kept it off, and I feel great. Now it's even easier to make My Pure Health Solutions work for you, anywhere, anytime, from the comfort of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom program for you, not artificial shakes and bars, but real food, so you can keep the weight off. I'm telling you, this works. Jared and the team will evaluate your body, create a one-of-a-kind blueprint for you to get healthy, and you never have to leave home. Go to MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. Do it now.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce. celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.